Well, we just didn't go many places. Because we had no space to, there was no cars or anything traveling, and we just sort of, when I was in the country, we just sort of lived with the people around us, and Mother always visited those people. I remember that. They visited each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a day spent with your neighbor. That was a nice day.
And you would just go and you'd go and sit and what would you do? You'd go and sit and talk on the porch and.
Well, we just go visit with them. Yeah, just.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite swimming hole? Did you have a swimming hole that you liked?
I had what?
A swimming hole? Like a place to swim on the river?
No, had no swimming pool. Had the creek.
Swimming hole, I mean.
Had the creek.
You went to a creek and swam?
That's right.
You swam at the creek? You swam at the creek?
I don't remember did. I remember Bob did, but I don't remember I ever did.
Y'all didn't. You didn't spend a lot of time in the woods.
No.
Did your mother teach you many things? Did she teach you?
My mother teach me many things. I think she taught me the most important things in life. I think one of the things that stands out is honesty and truth. We needed to be honest, and we need to be truthful. And if we were that, I think she felt like that would make us a good person. And she always saw that we got to Sunday school. And I don't reckon Mother would have sewed on a button on Sunday. And now sometimes I don't crochet on Sunday. Maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because people don't regard Sunday anymore.
No.
And a lot of times, things are not sinful. I don't reckon it would have been sinful for us to play our little baseball on Sunday. But maybe that was all right for Mother to be a little stricter. It made her more mindful of what we need to do on Sunday and what
did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did y'all spend Sundays?
How what?
What was a typical Sunday like for you then?
Well, we'd go to church.
Do you eat breakfast before?
That's what?
Did you eat breakfast before church? You eat breakfast before church?
Did
you eat breakfast before church?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We had our usual thing, but we had the milk on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
There's no other way out of it. We had the dairy, and that had to be done. We'd get our milk and done and have our breakfast, and then we'd dress in our nicest clothes. We'd go to church, and then lots of times we'd have the minister to eat with us, mm-hmm. and lots of times we'd take a friend home with us, and then that was always a treat. And then in the afternoon, we'd sit on the porch and all talk together. It was simple. It was a simple life, but it was a good life. It was a good life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. And you said your mother taught you to cook.
Is what?
You said your mother taught you to cook, and taught you to sew.
Well, now Mother hired. I think she saw that I was interested in things like that, and so she hired somebody to come and stay with us a few days. I remember one time that was a seamstress. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, Mother taught me things about it, too, but I'm thinking a special way that I remember that was one thing that she did.
She thought you had a special talent for it.
Well, I'm just say sewing. Mm-hmm. Now, Bertha was left-handed. It was hard for her to ever get her, seemed like she couldn't get her sewing like she wanted. But I don't remember. Anyway, I have always liked to sew. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things did you always like to make most?
Like to make most? Mm-hmm. In sewing? Well, I never thought of any special thing. I made all the children's clothes. I don't think any of the girls had a bought dress until they were married.
Wow.
So I made all their little underwears and little pants and everything. And wow. And I love doing it. Now, my friend Ella Riddle, she was a music teacher. She couldn't do a thing with sewing. I'd have sometime, we had our sewing clubs, and when our little children were little, we'd put our children in the middle of the floor with some kind of a game, uh-huh. And then we'd all sew, and I'd take a little extra pair of little underpants and lace for Elna to put on, you know, uh-huh. And because I wanted her to learn how to sew, mm-hmm. And but she just couldn't do it. And I don't reckon she ever did. And then sometime I have a friend that she wanted to learn how to Elna never could learn to crochet. Mm-hmm. I guess we all have our different talents, you know. Now, see, I couldn't play the piano. I used to think it'd be the grandest thing in the world to sit down at a typewriter or a piano and just do that, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, Elna could do that to perfection. Mm-hmm.
Did you do fancy work as well?
Yeah, I could embroider, yeah. Didn't they?
Like?
Now, this lace is not anything special, but see, this is my security.
Uh-huh.
Now, that when you put that on pillowcases, it looks like pretty.
I'm sure it does.
So we've got two of our little two-year-olds that are studying to be ministers. And this was little Taylor Mills, so I said, Barbara, you reckon I'll get enough lace made for Taylor's pillowcases? But, of course, he's been married about 2 months now, but I finally got that on there.
That's beautiful.
But I'm glad I can do this. You see, now, lots of times it's late when Barbara, I have a lot of times by myself. Mm-hmm. And I said, Barbara, now, I don't want to upset the whole plan of salvation. If you have a sewing club or a book club or a bridge club, I'll be perfectly all right. Mm-hmm. And she laughs at me when she's going out there and Terry's not coming, and she's not coming back to tonight. And I said, goodbye, Barbara. Have a good day now. This is my holiday. She says, Mother, I'm ashamed of you, but it is good. I just love going back there in the kitchen and get what I want. And I told, they all try so hard to please me, and you know, you get so tired of your plate, somebody handing you a plate with your food there that they've put on there. And I said, I just yearn for that country style dish over there to dip in there and get what I want.
I hear that. I hear that.
So Peggy, she took to serving our little meals country style in there. In little bowls. Mm-hmm. So I said, Peggy, this is a real treat. Yeah, that's just wonderful. You've heard him talk about going to the mountains to get that country dinner and that ham and treat.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Why do you call it your security?
It's what?
Why do you call it your security? You said this is your security.
For charity.
No, you said this is your security. You called it your security?
Oh. Well, you know, the children have their security blankets to bring to Sunday school. Mm-hmm. And you don't just go and take it away from them.
No.
Now, that's strong.
Yeah.
But one little girl, she just held on to hers. And so I took up on my lap and told her, I said, now, you know, we're going to play a game, and you have to have both hands to do it. And I said, I wonder if I could put your little blanket over there on that little shelf, and then when Mother and Daddy come back, we'll go get it. And so she sort of reluctantly handed it to me, so I went and put it up. And we were going to play Ring Around the Roses. You had to have your two hands. Well, you know, when she once surrendered it, she was a different child. Mm-hmm. She was depending on that altogether, but when she got that and then got with it, and they told me that I ought to be a psychiatrist. But you know, you do have to learn, because you don't know. One of our teachers, another one came, like, she was there for a long time too, but she had one little boy sitting over in the corner. Well, I don't know what he had done or whatever, but somehow I thought maybe that I wouldn't have done that, but anyway, that was all right. He's one of my special little fellows that comes to see me all the time now. But then, let's see, I was trying to think about what happened to her. Lots of times we were supposed to have a couple that would come in to stay with the children for church. Mm. And then, you see, we would be through with our Sunday school, then I could go on to church with George or whatever. And so sometimes if they failed to show up, then I would say, well, I'll just stay on. Mm. And so I did. And so that morning I saw a lot of little children, and I wondered if I could manage them all by myself and everything. There's one little boy in there. That was Bobby Noble. And I said, Bobby, I reckon he was older. I mean, he's old enough to know about children, you know. I said, Bobby, would you mind staying with me today? I said, the other teachers didn't show up, and I'm by myself, and would you stay? And so he said he'd be glad to. So he did. And one little, I looked over there, and Bobby had him across his knees and sort of had his hand up, and he said, Bobby, I don't believe I do that. And he said, oh, but I'd like to. So I've had a lot of fun, even with all my different things.
Well, this is beautiful.
It's not so pretty, but anyway, I reckon people wonder, because I have had a very, very active life, and I've always loved any kind of work, and I've loved any kind of housekeeping. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of company forever, there's never a day hard to go by that we don't have somebody. And now we're having shepherds at our church now, and we're having a lot of them. There are about 100 people that are going out in. I said, well, I didn't know who my shepherd was, because there'd been so many of them that had been coming so regular. But finally one day I did find out, and I'd never known her before. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like each day fills up. There never is a time I've ever felt lonely, even since I've had to be here, because Peggy and Sarah, we write each other every week. Mm-hmm. Even if it's still what we had for dinner on Sunday, whatever it is, you know, right. We've always been used to writing. And of course Barbara's here, and she's always here for the weekend and here at night, and that's the only thing that concerns me a lot. I think I'm taking a lot away of time, but we always for a while she did, lots of times she would just go on to Sunday school, but by the time, you see, I have to have help enough to get up, and I can still take my bath. Mm-hmm. Bob puts a little table in front of me, I can still do that. And I said, Barbara, I hate you to ever miss your church. And she said, we always, that's another habit I'm glad we have, when 11 o'clock comes on Sunday morning, and we've always had been used to Sunday dinners, and we've had lots of company. And when Lloyd's mother was living and Barbara's children, we all went right on. We'd been to, of course, I went on to Sunday school. Sometimes I wonder about how we've had a good dinner then when he came back. But it's easy to get your food together. It's just a little bit harder to get everybody served. But see, when the people that are coming in, they know that everybody has to do their own thing to get their things together. Mm-hmm. So that works out all right, too. But
are there any... do you ever meet people from the old days? Do you ever meet people from the old days, from Swepsonville or from...
Meet people from Swepsonville now.
That you knew back then? Do you ever meet people from those days?
You know, so far as Swepsonville, there's not a lot of people there I think that I know now. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that I knew have really passed on. There may be a few people there. I'm sure there are a few, but it's mighty few that I know. They're new people. One thing I wanted to say about that, because it's so important, matters not whoever is visiting or anything. We know that we're going to go to service on the radio. Now, we have it at our church every other Sunday. White Memorial has one Sunday, and we have it one Sunday. Mm. And so, but we always spend that hour together.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's nice. Is there anything else I should ask?
Well, we've covered a lot of territory, I think, about whatever. And of course, there's a lot of things. One thing that is really interesting to think about now is to how that we what we had to do in order to have bread. You see, you planted the wheat, and then it when it came harvest time, my father had something they called a cradle, and was a blade. And had a cradle. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one?
No.
Well, anyway, that's the way he got the wheat, and it would somehow, and then he'd have to put that in bundles. And then when it thrashed, do you know anything about how they thrashed the wheat? How it was with the horses?
No.
Well, see, they'd have the wheat ready, those bundles of wheat, and the thrashers, they would call them, they'd be about... I don't know how many men, but they'd have about six horses. And they would come to your home, and they'd hitch up those horses, and there'd be a certain kind of a machine in the middle of that, and they'd go round and round. When they'd leave there, there'd be a path just bare where they'd been and would be there for a year nearly. Well, anyway, then, of course, the wheat was separated from the wheat, you know, into little grains. And then, of course, Bob would take that to the mill and was ground into flour. Oh. And it, we had kind of a barrel where we had our, put our flour in. That was in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And we had a big mixing bowl that just fitted exactly over there, and then had a lid on the top of that. That's where we made our bread. But I can remember, it seemed like when there was a lot of things happened, Mother hid what little bit of money we had down in that barrel of flour.
For a rainy day.
I reckon so. But anyway, that was a long ways to go to get bread on it, you know, when you thought about it, and how much hard labor. It's hard work in the country. Mm. We had a big orchard of all different kind of fruit, but we'd have to pick up the apples. I always dreaded doing that. The apples would fall, and Of course, there's more than you could ever use, and I don't remember they ever selling anything like mm-hmm. that. And we'd have to pick them up and take them to the pigs. Mm-hmm. And we had a in our kitchen, we had a 4 foot firewood, cap 4 foot wood, and in that they had a rod, a iron rod, that, and a little hook on it that you can put your. Mother had a nice big iron pot that mm-hmm. she could cook her vegetables in mm-hmm. from that. And then we had a skillet that was sometimes we did most of the milking. I don't remember Mother ever doing, I'm sure she did when we were little, do the milking and everything. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when snow would be on the ground and we'd get home and Mother'd have that skillet with the nicest biscuits, mm-hmm. you know, all ready for us, you know, and then have that good butter and molasses and the milk. We had a good supper.
Sounds great. Sounds great. What else? Did it take other... Did you have to do other things to take care of the cows?
Did what?
Did you have to do other things to take care of the cows? Did they take much care?
Yes, you know they did. You know, they did. Well, of course, when we'd get them milked and everything, they'd go to the... They'd stay in the... We had two pastures. We had two big pastures, and each one of them had a spring running through, water running through. Mm. But they had to be changed from time to time to the pastures. But once we got them milked in the morning, we could just let them go to the pasture, and then... Of course, at night they had to. They always came up. They had the pastures were had plenty of grass for them to have. Mm-hmm. And then more often we'd leave them up in their stalls all night. Mm-hmm. They didn't go back out to pasture. But taking care of the. Washing up all the pails and the jars and everything had to be washed and put out in the sunshine to be nice and clean. And we had plenty to do. I can make butter.
Okay.
Have you ever had any pepper jelly?
Ooh, I like pepper jelly.
I love it, don't you?
No, I do too. Do you eat it on crackers or just eat, what do you eat it on?
I put cream cheese on a cracker.
Uh huh.
And yeah. Then put me that little spoonful of
it. I like it on biscuit too.
Uh huh.
I like it on biscuit.
Piggy's neighbor in Charlotte sends me a jar every once in a while.
Mm
hmm. Then I think it's funny, even Piggy's neighbors. They every once in a while they send me something, some company, and one lady up there thinks I've always got to have a potato pie. She knows I love potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
And last time she sent two potato pies, and Peggy says, Edith says, don't send Mother two pies. She says, I'm just going to do whatever I want to. Mm-hmm. But she's the one that makes the pepper jelly. The last time Peggy came, she had pepper jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Peggy, I said, anybody that didn't have a good appetite ought to have some pepper jelly, because that really will, it's something just hits the spot right, doesn't it?
Sure does. It sure does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to think if I forgot to ask anything. How long did your mother live?
How
long? How long did your mother live?
How long?
Mm-hmm.
She was 70.
So she died after you were married.
Oh yeah.
To do it. What kind of woman?
Yeah, she came here to visit after we were married.
She did.
Uh huh.
Did Did she like Raleigh?
Yeah, I think so.
What kind of woman was she?
What kind of a woman?
What kind of woman was she? Was she a...
Well, she...
Was she strict?
Was she strict? Was she what?
Strict. Strict. In a very...
Not like that. No, she's very gentle. She was real special. I mean, of course she's just a person, but just a good mother, mm-hmm. good mother, and she did teach us what right living was. But she was not the one to. I never remembered getting a single little switching in my whole life, but one time, and I had disobeyed her then. Mm-hmm. And no, she wasn't the one that would fuss at us. I mean, we never had. I don't remember any fussing ever going on in my home. Mm-hmm. She was just a gentle, kind mother and taught us the right way of life. And how better could I describe anybody? Mm-hmm. And we all loved her. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She must have had her hands full with the five children,
yeah.
And the farm. She must have worked hard.
We did, and see, we had to get that food in to be canned for winter. See, that had to be all taken care of, and there was always something like that for us to do because we worked together with that. And now Bob never did learn to milk, but then he was the only boy, and he and his father had the farm, mm-hmm. and they were busy with that. And then... By the time we took care of everything on the farm that they had raised, like all the vegetables and the fruit and everything, that had to be canned and put away for winter, mm-hmm. winter time. I've had several funny little experiences since I've been just sort of like I am now. You know, people are always... calling you want to sell insurance or bonds or something, you know, all the time, and I try to be kind enough and tell them I'm not interested. I do listen to them. Some people just hang up, but I won't do that. But one night, I think I was 104 years old then, and when he started on that, I said, well, wait just a minute before we talk. I said, I am 104 years old, and he said, 104? And I said, yes. He said, can you tell me why you've lived so long? And I said, well, I hadn't thought about it. I said, I just lived a plain little simple life and ate good food and so forth. And I have a little Bible verse that I've always tried to live by. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he'll direct thy path. Mm-hmm. And he said, would you mind repeating that? I said, I'd be glad to. So I repeated it. He said, I want to put that down. I don't really never heard of it before. So he got it down, and he says, will you pray for me? And I said, well, I certainly will, but you'll have to tell me your name again. And he says, it's Ike, like in Eisenhower. It's Ike Emanuel. So now I find myself praying once in a while for Ike Emanuel because there might be a little man out there in the world that needs to pray mine. So you never can tell, can you?
No, that's nice. That's nice.
And then one time, this has been not too long ago, they were having some kind of a meeting and something about the telephone. It's a wonder he'd have said this at this time. But he said, when he started talking, I don't know what I said. Maybe I might have said, saw the same thing I did to Dove. And he says, I'm in deep trouble. And I said, well, I'm sorry. And he says, you know, I went to church Sunday, and when I came home, my wife had left me, and I've got a little boy named Eddie, and my name's Eddie, too. He said, would you pray for little Eddie and me? I said, well, of course I will. Now, that happened not too long ago. And sometimes I'm just mystified about the things that are happening. And then when one of my little boys that lives, that I've had him at 2 years old, he lives in California. And, of course, his people live here. Mm-hmm. And so he told them to tell me not long ago that I'm coming back home and I'm bringing my little baby girl to see her. So he came and brought the little baby girl to see me. So a lot of those little things have been happening. So the time has been taken up. I mean, it seemed like there's always something, and I'm so glad I can still write my mm-hmm. little notes, you know, and then mm-hmm. when people are, my friends that are getting a lot of mine are passing on now, of course, and then now one of them right recently, this fun little thing happened about her. She got a beautiful home over on Harvey Street, and she's never married, and she had one sister, and she had passed on, and so the only closest people were cousins. Well, I had it one Christmas about 2 years ago. Sarah saw this little puppy. I carried it in yonder this morning. I had some things over here, and I says, well, I picked up my blanket. I don't want him to think I'm a pure invalid with have to wear a blanket, so I carried my little blanket and that little puppy in there. But I wish I'd left him now, because you'd heard he sings. And he sings Jesus Loves Me, and it is a cute little puppy. And so, mm-hmm. But on after we'd had our Christmas things, we have our Christmas tree over there. Peggy was in the corner, but Peggy had stayed after Christmas with me for a little while. And she said, Mother, there's a little package over there in the corner we haven't even seen. And so she got it, and it was that little puppy, and it was just so soft and cuddly and so warm. And sometimes my hands get a little white and cold, you know, and if I could hold that little puppy, it gets my hands warm. But at that time, he just felt so fluffy and everything. And I said, Peggy, everybody in a nursing home ought to have one of these little puppies. And I was going to call Toys R Us and tell them about it so everybody could have one. Well, in my Grace now, the one I'm talking about, that the funny part, she was, I forget, just way up in her late 90s. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she was just almost blind. But she had learned to feel her things around in her house. Mm-hmm. And there must have been a little place out there on the back that was just like heaven to her, because she kept wanting to get back to that little place. But in the meantime, ever so often, she was my first friend when we came to Raleigh. And, of course, George had been going to the Epworth League, they called it then. And so, of course, when I got here, well, then I went on with him, and Grace was one of them. And he was always talking about Grace. She was so pretty. So when I hadn't been jealous, but I wasn't. But anyway, Grace really was real pretty, and she was real active in the pilot club and everything. But after so long, she'd had a fall or two, and so I guess the cousin decided she'd better be somewhere else. So they brought her to Mayview. She's just recently passed away. And in the meantime, when I'd been talking to her, I told her about the little puppy, you know, that I had that I was enjoying just for conversation, you know, and everything. And that I had told Peggy about that everybody in a nursing home ought to have one. So they brought her to Mayview, and she was very unhappy, and she was crying. And she said, now somebody, of course, told me this. And she said, now I'm here. I didn't want to come. I want to go home. I ain't got any one of Miss Crawford little puppies. They didn't know who Miss Crawford was or who the puppy was. So when I said something about Grace and the little puppet, well, everybody that knew Grace loved her. So everybody started out trying to find Grace a little puppy, but there was no little puppy to be found. So I wrote Sarah. And so at that time, seemed like Sarah had sent me another one. And Ella Riddle was in a nursing home. And I thought, well, now, I'll get one for Ella. Mm-hmm. So I did. I think they cost about $16, something like that. But then when Grace came along and I wrote Sarah again, Sarah couldn't get another one anyway. And so then we learned later that it was an Avon product, and we decided that maybe that was a special prize to somebody that had bought a lot of their thing. Mm-hmm. And I called, found out who the lady was here, and we called her. And she said, well, I think maybe I might find you one. I think it's going to be a collector's item. I'm not sure. But anyway, she was to call me, but she never did. But I think I could understand that she'd had a death in it. But after so long, I did call her back. And so finally, she did have one. So when Sarah and Jennings were here, they went and got that, and we got that to Grace. But
okay.
She just right. This has happened in the last month or so. But she was really, it was right for her to be there because she was older and everything. But she had been doing good at home by feeling of her furniture, and she had somebody to stay with her in the daytime. Mm-hmm. But they felt like she shouldn't ever be alone. But as I say, I've told Barbara, whatever she has to do, just go on and do it. So it's usually about maybe say 10 or something like that before she gets here at night. But we used to get to bed about 11. But I've got my crochet, and then I've had so many. The Peggy's brought me books. And the last book I've read is Jonathan. And that is a good book. It's sort of a fiction. They want you to know it's fiction, of course, but this man appeared in the village. A strange man appeared in this little village. Mm-hmm. And it was a village where there were Protestants and Methodists and Presbyterians and all, and they were forever arguing together about things. They never could get together on things. Anyway, the little children learned about Joshua, and every morning he'd go to the village, and the little children would all come from different directions to talk to Jonathan, and they'd all have their problems, and one little boy was partially blind, and different things came up, but every time any of them had a problem of any kind, Joshua had such a gentle answer for him. And just like the boy, he knew he couldn't heal the little boy's blindness, but he could touch his little eyes. And John could feel the touch, you know, of his hand. And of course, the whole object was then what I mean, through the children. The children learned to love him.
Right.
And they'd run, when they got back to their parents, they'd tell them all these different things. And so in the end, of course, they had all gotten together. And Joshua passed away. And then when they went to look, the coffin was empty. He'd gone away.
Wow. That's a nice story.
But there was, when you think about it, there were such nice little stories in there, how with the children that they'd say, well, he does so-and-so, he's mean. And then Joshua tried to tell him there's a better way, you know, I mean, now so-and-so, he'd just make it right. So I just love that book. I'm never out of reading. And I could get back there in the kitchen. Now, I've always made, you may have heard tell of my lemon tarts, but anyway, that was a happen. So our church burned. and we had already made our pledge, and but then they asked us, wonder if we as ladies of the Ladies Society make $40. I believe it was something like that. And so Dr. Powell was one of our special ministers, and we were at this meeting when the head leader asked us if we would all pledge to make the $40. And so Miss Powell says, Emma, what are you going to do? And I said, well, every Saturday morning I'm going to make 2 dozen lemon tarts. And she says, well, now I can make cookies and candy. And so we had our little conversation. And so I never even thought about making 2 dozen lemon tarts, but I knew I'd do something. I'd get that $40 somehow. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, now you make cookies and I'll make lemon tarts, and we'll soon have the church paid for, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then I did start making tarts, and they liked them, and for a long time I made lemon tarts, and I loved doing it. And then, of course, I started getting paid for them, because sometimes some kind of fingers here, some kind of thing, they'd call me for about maybe a lot of dozen. And then one time Mr. Dillon had something for the church, and he wanted 9 dozen. Wow. Well, that sounds like a lot of tarts, but it is. But I had a system of making up my filling the day before and putting it in the refrigerator and making my pastry. And then by 11 o'clock, George would go on to work, of course, and then the children, of course, were older. And, of course, I did this until I was here and had to be waited on. And so when in making, I actually think what made the tarts different, it's not a thing in the world but just your eggs and sugar and butter, but the eggs are separated. And then when I went to put my pastry in, I'd roll out my pastry, kind of a round pastry, mm-hmm. and then I'd fit them down in my muffin tins, and what comes up from the edge, I'd leave that up there, mm-hmm. all around there. Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. White was a real caterer. She would cut hers off to the rim. But that's a rich filling down there, and it needs something to go with it.
Go with it, right.
So I think that nobody but me would have left that up there. It could come in all kind of shapes, mm-hmm. up around there.
Right.
But to toast nice and brown. And so only one person ever said... she said, Emma, she says, why do you leave that little collar on your tart? And I said, well, I think that's what the people like, is that little crust mm-hmm. that goes with that filling. Mm-hmm. So that's the story of the lemon tart.
Yeah, I wish I had had one.
Well, they do. One day not long ago, they had them at the church, and they asked everybody to, it's in our cookbook, and they wanted everybody to make lemon tarts. Of course, they made a lot of other things too, but they had a little sign up there and it said, Emma Crawford's lemon tarts. I didn't have but 2 dozen. But anyway, people have seemed to like them, and I guess I'd still be making them if I could reach something in yonder and mm-hmm. get them.
Were there other things that you especially like to cook?
This one?
Are there other things that you especially like to cook?
Well, I like to cook everything.
Yeah.
I like any kind of cooking. I've always loved cooking. Some of them would want pound cakes, and then a lot of them would want chicken pies. I've made chicken pies for them. And most anything that...
So for a church dinner, what would you have... What were you going to bring to a church dinner?
For a church dinner? You mean what I do personally? Mm-hmm. Just whatever the need was or anything. But we used to, if we had the dinners and things, we'd help with all. There was a time at Eden and Street when we didn't have a hostess, maybe, and we would have to do all the buying and cooking and everything. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, at the YWCA, we have a special day. It's a worldwide something, have a special day, and we'd always have a special dinner. And I believe I made just one big chicken pie at that time. But they all liked it, and then they always wanted that chicken pie for about 100 or so people.
Wow.
But then my friends would go and they would host, the maid at the Y would have the chickens cooked, and then my friends would go in and they would help cut up all the chicken, and I'd be the one that'd make the pastry and make the pie. Mm. So I did that for several years.
Wow.
Make the chicken pie. But I really enjoyed anything about housework. I still can dust the things I can reach. I tell Terry a lot of times now, I can dust everything where I can reach, but of course I can't reach the mantle of the desk, can't get to the desk over there. But it is, like I said to Barbara this morning, she fixed grits and toast and juice and egg. Mm. So that was a big...